Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code STAPLE20.
Screen Time with John Fardy on News Talk.
Andrew, if I could start with you, it seems to me there's some kind of great wish fulfillment in this movie. The idea you could not just go back and meet one's dead parents, but meet them at a time where you could ask them about the shit in your life. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Was that what spoke to you about it? That's what spoke to me most about it. It may not have been.
I think that beautiful premise is what attracted all of us and all the audience. Just that beautiful idea of what would you say to your parents if you could really talk to them as adults, as complete contemporaries. Jamie Bell and Claire Foy play my parents.
Yeah.
And they're actually younger than me. So it's a sort of very strange thing. But what's really interesting in playing that dynamic is that you understand it's not about the age, it's about the role, and we never really escape our parents, even as adults. You know, we're always that. They're the
and they kind of stay at certain ages for us.
Yeah, they do. They stay at certain ages. He conjures them up and brings them back at the time he remembers them most acutely, which he loses them when he's 11 years old.
So complete with moustache as well.
Yeah, and little 80s moustache is gone on, yeah.
Paul, you know, your character is different in that you can tell me though, but he's vaguer than Andrew's.
Mm-hmm.
And even the way he arrives, he's kind of sloping on the door, half pissed.
Yeah, fully pissed, I'd say.
Right. An advanced state of refreshment, I'd say. And I'm wondering on the script, like, did you find there was a lot of places to go? Because he's more ghostly. We only know a tiny bit.
Totally.
It's kind of a gift as an actor.
Oh, because you get to, like, you get a wide, wide canvas and you have to, like, I love when a director or a script requires you to fill in the gaps because it feels like you have so many secrets for yourself that actually when you're playing a supporting character like this, when you're in the film to support Andrew's journey through it, as you said, you just have a wide canvas and you kind of get to fill it with little secrets for yourself. And as an actor, that's a great privilege and a joy to get to do, for sure.
Yeah. This time last year, I was talking to Brendan. I can't remember his name.
Gleason?
Yes! It's terrible, isn't it? And Colin Farrell. And they were doing exactly what you were doing, promoting a great movie. And I walked in and they were talking to each other before I walked in. As soon as I stopped, they started talking to each other again. You know, you guys are on a bit of a journey with this movie. It must be great when you have to talk to people like me all day that you get on so well.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference,
massive,
to us,
isn't
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It makes it fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Because it can be quite weird, you know, if you're doing it on your own. We started our press tour in America in Los Angeles, and then Paulie had to go, and then I had to do a little bit on my own. Just like,
remember, I was so depressed leaving LA. Cause we actually had, like, as you said, sometimes press can be difficult or mundane.
Not this, obviously. I mean, all roads have been leading to this, really.
But leaving out, like, we got to, because I hadn't seen him for ages, and we were also chomping at the bit to get out and promote the film.
Yeah, after the strike.
So we had, like, a week in LA running around the place doing photo shoots, like, getting dressed up in, like, nice clothes.
Yeah, it's great.
It was, it was a great crack.
I noticed he called you Paulie there.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you clearly know each other well when you add an IE.
Yeah, exactly.
I spoke to you for God's Creatures last year or can't remember what year it is.
But last year.
And I remember saying to you, have you had a break? Because it was off the run of all these things. And you were saying, don't worry about breaks. I got to take this opportunity while I have it. Is that a year later? Are you still feeling that? Or did you take a break?
No, I haven't yet. And it's kind of, not yet. I'll sleep when I'm dead for a bit. No, but I feel like I want to keep the foot down for a little bit longer.
Okay.
I don't have like kids. Like this is the time for me to go for it. And I think I want to keep the foot down for a little bit longer. And I'll take a break, I promise.
My wife just sent me a picture of you in the lighthouse last night.
Oh, the lighthouse. Oh,
the lighthouse cinema. Yeah. And they have a cocktail named after you called Great Scots.
Yeah.
With Campari, vodka, and vermouth. Did you taste it?
Oh, I did. Of course, yeah. I did. Oh no, I tasted the mezcal one.
We had both. We had both.
Oh, there's a mezcal one as well.
Yeah,
there's
a mezcal mule.
A mezcal mule.
Yeah.
See. See what they did there.
Are they good?
They're very good.
They were nice and strong.
Yeah. Exactly how we like them. Yeah.
You shouldn't if you're gonna have a cocktail, you want to feel that you're drinking alcohol. Yeah.
Or the dangerous ones are the ones that don't feel like there's any
like
alcohol.
Alcohol pops. Yeah.
But they're laced with alcohol.
I spoke to Fiona Shaw a while ago, and she was saying, just a little name drop for you, Brendan Gleeson, blah blah blah. But she said to me about, you know, I've been on stages all over the world, I've been in all these kind of movies, and I did 3 days on Harry Potter. And it's all the people want to talk to me, and you never know the life a character is going to have. Mm-hmm. And it occurs to me, you were in Fleabag for, it was probably a couple of days' work. Have you been so...
Oh, easy to tell.
Sorry, but, you know, it's
7 weeks, but okay.
Sorry, but it's small. It's small. Have you been surprised by the life that character has continued to have?
Yeah, it's a character that certainly ignited the audience's imagination. I was in LA recently, and I was crossing, you know, on Santa Monica Boulevard, like those really long pedestrian crossing. Yeah. So there were loads of cars. And like four of them were like, "Hot priest, it'll pass. Good luck at the Globes." They're like, it's so incredible the way they don't mind shouting.
Yeah. It'll pass. Is that the one they shouted
it'll
to
pass.
Most?
Yeah. Like, or get it'll pass. Yeah, yeah, it'll pass. I get a lot. Yeah. Or Neil.
Neil. Oh, yeah. Sexiest line of all time.
That's a perfect place to end. All of Us Strangers is fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Lovely to see you. Thanks a lot, guys.
Lots of love. Thank you.
Cheers.
Screen Time with John Fardy on News Talk.